Welcome back.
Bienvenue une fois de plus.
We are now in the morning.
Nous sommes maintenant le matin.
That means you should get ready for the rapture.
Que vous devez être
please prêt pour move on and bless us more with what the Lord has for us.
S'il vous plaît, bénissez-nous avec plus d'enseignement.
Now. If anybody argues about
n'importe qui discute
the placement of the ministry of William Branham,
placement du ministère de William Branham,
then you continue to grow up in confusion.
C'est-à-dire qu'il pousse les gens à la confusion.
It's as clear,
c'est très clair,
as daylight.
Très clair comme la lumière du jour.
Now, what is the ministry of William Branham?
Quel est le ministère de William
Branham? All this thing about Elijah.
Toutes ces choses à propos de Élie.
And somebody asked a question.
Quelqu'un a posé une question.
That the voice spoke to William Branham.
Une voix a parlé à William Branham.
As John the Baptist.
Comme Jean le Baptiste.
Was given the message.
A reçu le message.
That around the first coming.
Il a parlé
of the Lord Jesus Christ. So are you giving a message?
Est-ce qu'il donne le message
that shall forerun?
Qui va dire?
The second coming of Christ.
Il va annoncer la deuxième
venue. I agree with it.
Je dis, je
because it is scriptural.
C'est biblique.
Because the last ministry before the coming of the Lord.
Parce que le dernier ministère après
is the perfecting ministry.
Le ministère de la perfection.
So he spearheaded that.
Il a
and he dropped the message.
Il a déposé le message.
That we should come back to the Bible.
Que nous devons rentrer à la Bible.
Come back to the original.
On revient à la
so
Bible
I
original.
Believe that testimony
is a témoignage.
Because it is his ministry.
Parce que c'est son ministère.
Of all the stars.
De tous les ministères.
All the preachers in the world.
Tous les prêcheurs du monde.
It is his own.
C'est son ministère.
That emphasizes the need.
Il montre
to come back to the totality of the word of God.
La totalité de la parole.
So that voice that spoke
et
to him in the Ohio River
parlé,
without controversy,
il y a pas de controverse,
it is a scriptural voice
dans les écritures,
because
dans
he
les
has the perfecting ministry.
Parce qu'il a le ministère de la perfection.
And please,
et s'il vous plaît,
I say he started the perfecting
il a commencé le ministère de la perfection.
And as long as Christ has
et
not come,
comme Jésus n'est pas encore
the
venu,
fivefold ministry,
les cinq autres ministères,
they will be on ground.
Ils vont être en action.
God will come because it's an anointing that was released.
Parce que c'est une onction qui a été
it
relâchée.
It is a ministry that was
c'est
released.
Un ministère qui a été relâché.
And now it will be continued until he comes.
Ça va continuer jusqu'à sa venue.
So I agree.
Je suis d'accord.
And I say it again.
Et je le répète.
That the season we are in
la
now.
La saison dans laquelle nous sommes maintenant.
Is the season for perfection.
C'est la saison de la perfection.
Not just only perfection.
Ce n'est pas seulement la perfection.
Perfection includes separation.
La perfection engendre la séparation.
So this is the season that we are in now.
C'est la saison dans laquelle nous sommes maintenant.
Matthew 13 verse 30.
Matthieu 13 verset.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 30.
Yes.
13.
Let both grow together until the harvest.
Laissez croître ensemble l'un et l'autre jusqu'à la moisson.
And in the time of harvest,
et à l'époque de la moisson,
I will say to the reapers,
je dirai aux moissonneurs,
gather ye together first the tares,
arrachez d'abord l'ivraie,
and bind them in bundles to burn them,
et liez-la en gerbe pour brûler,
but gather the wheat into
et
my barn.
Amassez le blé dans mon grenier.
So you see the two ministries are going on now.
Well, les deux ministères sont en action
separating
maintenant.
The wheat
il faut séparer
from the tares
yes,
du blé
in the church.
Dans l'église.
Now, and he said at the time of
harvest,
he did dans la période de la moisson.
I will say to the reapers.
So, dit aux moissonneurs,
so you it's very exciting.
C'est très excitant.
Now, this is the time of harvest.
Ça c'est le temps de la moisson.
And this is the season for the separation.
Ça c'est la saison de la séparation.
And remember.
Et rappelez-vous
that it is Christ himself that does the separation.
Lui-même qui fait la séparation.
And so we see in Matthew chapter 3.
Nous voyons ça dans Matthieu chapitre 3.
Verse 11 and 12. John the Baptist made the statement.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Moi je baptise d'eau pour amener à la repentance.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I.
Mais celui qui vient après moi est plus puissant que moi.
Whose shoes I am not worthy to bear.
Et je ne suis pas digne de porter ses souliers.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Lui vous baptise
du Saint-Esprit. And with fire.
Verse 12 is my emphasis.
Whose fan is in his hand?
He has a fan.
Fan à la main.
And what will he do?
And he will thoroughly purge his floor.
That
is the separation.
And we gather the wheat into the garner.
Il amassera le blé dans le grenier.
But it will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
According to the parable
dans un feu
of Mark 10, I mean Matthew 13, 30, where we read.
Yes, sir.
So it is separation time.
C'est le temps de la séparation.
And one of the things
et l'une des choses
that the fivefold ministry will do,
saint ministère doit
the perfect ministry will do,
le ministère de la perfection va faire,
as we read in Ephesians chapter 4,
verse 12,
and 13.
For
the perfecting of the saints.
That is, let me start from verse 11.
Commence au verset 11.
And he gave some apostles.
Yes.
Et il a donné à l'un comme
and
apôtre,
some prophets.
Les autres prophètes.
And some evangelists.
Les autres comme évangélistes.
And some pastors.
Les autres comme pasteurs.
And teachers. For the perfecting of the saints,
pour la perfection des saints,
for the work of the ministry,
en vue de l'œuvre du ministère,
for the edifying of the body of Christ,
l'édification du corps de Christ.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith,
pour que nous soyons dans parvenir à l'unité de la foi,
please.
Et de la connaissance.
Verse 11 again.
Verset 11, une fois de plus.
And he gave some apostles.
Il a donné les uns comme apôtres.
Now, I want you to note.
Je veux que tu notes ceci.
In the Old Testament,
dans l'Ancien Testament,
by a prophet,
par un prophète,
he brought
Israel out of Egypt.
Il a sorti Israël
Hosea 12, verset 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved.
Israël fut gardé.
Now, this is for natural Israel.
Ça, c'est pour Israël naturel.
The nation of Israel.
La nation d'Israël.
Now, when you come to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners,
après autrefois plusieurs reprises et plusieurs manières,
spake in time past unto the fathers,
parlait à nos pères les prophètes,
by the prophets,
he spoke by the prophets to them in the Old Testament,
now,
as in these last days,
dans ces derniers temps,
spoken unto us by his Son,
nous a parlé
by his Son,
par le Fils,
whom he has appointed heir of all things.
He's speaking to us now,
chose,
by who?
By his Son.
By who?
His Son.
To us now, the bride of Jesus,
à
the church,
l'épouse de Christ,
is now speaking to us by his Son.
Il nous parle par son Fils.
No dispensational prophet,
amen,
is promised.
Il
the
a pas de prophète
church
qui nous
of Jesus Christ.
Promet à l'église de Jésus Christ.
When Jesus Christ has three offices,
Jésus Christ a trois bureaux.
He is a prophet.
Il est un prophète.
He is the high priest.
Il est un prêtre.
And the king.
Il est le roi.
The prophetic ministry.
Le ministère de prophétie.
That he will speak.
Il parle.
He spoke.
Il a parlé.
And to continue speaking.
Il continue de parler.
We see Ephesians chapter 4.
Nous voyons Ephesians chapter 4.
And now from verse 9 and verse 10.
Verset 9 et 10.
Now that he ascended.
Qu'il est monté.
What is it but that he also descended first.
Il est aussi descendu dans les régions.
Into the lower parts of the earth.
Les régions inférieures de la terre.
He that descended is the same also.
Celui qui est descendu.
That ascended up far above.
C'est le même qui est monté de tous les cieux.
That he might fill all things.
And who is that person?
The Lord Jesus.
Is the Lord Jesus.
Number 11. Le Seigneur Jésus Christ.
And he gave some apostles.
He is the one that gave some apostles.
C'est lui qui a donné les gens
comme
apôtres.
He's going to walk in his church through these offices.
Ils vont travailler dans son église à travers ses bureaux.
And some prophets.
Certains prophètes.
And some evangelists.
Les autres comme évangélistes.
And some pastors.
Les autres comme pasteurs.
And teachers.
For what?
Enseignants. Pourquoi?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Pour la perfectionnement des saints.
The fruit bearing ministry.
Le ministère des
fruits. It's not on one man.
Ce n'est pas sur
William Branham.
Ce n'est pas sur
no,
William
that be wrong.
Non, ça c'est faux.
Prophets.
Les prophètes.
Apostles.
Les apôtres.
Prophets.
Les prophètes.
Evangelists.
Evangelists.
Les évangélistes.
Pastors and teachers.
Pasteurs
teachers.
Et les enseignants.
For what?
For the perfecting of the saints.
For the perfecting of the saints. So for you to say one man, you are missing it. It is the ministry, not the person.
C'est le ministère, pas la personne.
But you will use a man
mais
to spearhead it.
Un homme pour faire cela.
So, for the perfecting of the ministry,
pour la perfection
and the perfecting of the saints,
for the work of the ministry,
for the work of the ministry,
ministère.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Pour l'édification du corps de Christ.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Jusqu'à ce que nous soyons parvenus à l'unité de la foi.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
De la connaissance du Fils.
You see what it is all about?
Vous voyez ce que c'est?
Unto a perfect man.
À l'état d'enfer.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Now go on to the next verse.
Alors au verset suivant.
That we henceforth be no more children.
Afin que nous soyons plus les enfants.
Tossed to and fro.
Flottant et emporté.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Every wind of doctrine. That's why I'm coming now. The wind.
Vent de doctrine. Vent de doctrine.
The wind.
Vent.
The wind of doctrine.
Vent de doctrine.
By the slayer of men and cunning craftiness.
Par les tromperies des hommes.
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Et leur ruse des moyens de séduction.
Now, so you will see that.
Tu vois maintenant.
When they say he has a fan in his hand.
Quand il dit qu'il a un fan dans sa main.
They will thoroughly purge the floor.
Et ils vont purger.
Now you discover that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Tu remarques
where he said there must be heresies.
Chapitre 11, where that we dealt with
the heresies will be made manifest.
Ça va se manifester.
So God Himself,
Dieu lui-même,
will permit that in the church.
Va permettre cela dans l'église.
That is why He doesn't stop them.
C'est pour ça qu'il n'arrête pas
cela. So that those who are approved,
que ceux qui sont approuvés,
brethren.
Les frères,
it is time for the manifestation
frères,
of those who are approved.
C'est le temps de la manifestation de ceux qui sont approuvés.
He will blow that breeze.
Il va balancer ce vent.
And see what you hold on to as your
il
doctrine.
Il va voir ce que vous maintenez comme votre doctrine.
If it doesn't fall in line with the Bible,
si ça ne tombe pas en ligne avec la Bible,
you belong to chaff.
Tu appartiens à la paille.
It is a separation time.
C'est la le temps de la séparation.
You just have to take note of that.
Je veux juste que vous maintenez
the season
cela.
That we are in now.
La saison dans laquelle nous sommes maintenant.
Is the season.
C'est la saison
of separation.
De la séparation.
Remember, it is the after the seventh.
Rappelez-vous.
It is at the seventh.
À la septième.
Parable.
La septième
verse
parabole.
47 of Matthew 13.
Matthieu.
Now you see this part, this separation taking place very well.
Matthew 13, verse 47.
Yes.
13, verse 47.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net.
Le royaume des cieux est encore comme semblable à un filet jeté dans la mer.
That was cast into the sea.
Jeté dans la mer.
And gathered of every kind.
Et ramassant des poissons de toute espèce.
Which when it was full.
Quand il était rempli.
They drew to shore.
Les pêcheurs le tiraient.
And sat down.
Et après s'être assis.
And gathered the good into vessels.
Ils mettaient dans les vases.
But cast the bad away.
Ce qui est bon. Et jeter les autres.
So shall it be at the end of the world.
Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
Go back again to verse 48.
Which when it was full.
Quand c'était plein.
They drew to shore.
Les pêcheurs.
And sat down.
Se sont
and gathered the good into vessels.
Can you see the separation meant?
But cast
bon
the bad away.
Then he mentioned it.
So shall it be at the end of the world.
You see, the season now.
The angels shall come forth. And sever the wicked from among the just. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire.
Dans la fournaise ardente.
There shall be wailing and gnashing
of teeth. But
when you go to verse 51.
Quand tu vas au verset 51.
Jesus said unto them,
avez-vous compris?
Have you understood all these things?
You see?
Compris toutes ces
they
choses?
Say unto him,
il
yea,
répondait.
Lord.
Now 52.
Then said he unto them,
il leur dit,
therefore, every scribe which
can you see?
C'est pourquoi tout scribe inscrit,
can you see?
Every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven.
Scribe inscrit, c'est qui regarde le royaume des
it's cieux. Like unto a man that is an householder.
Can you see man, face as a man. Man,
who
is going to use man.
Which bringeth forth out of his treasure. Things new and old.
And that is nouvelles et des choses
for perfection.
Ça, c'est pour la perfection.
That is the perfection.
Ça, c'est la perfection.
You see,
tu vois,
it is the, we are in the season.
Nous sommes dans la saison
of separation.
De la séparation.
And that's why you hear all manner of voices going on in the world.
Tout genre de voix
seeking for recognition.
Qui pense qu'il veut la
seeking for recognition.
Il veut être
and I have an admonishment for the bride of Jesus Christ. The scripture I read earlier, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's read the first 5 verses there.
But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you.
Mm-hmm.
For yourselves know perfectly
car vous savez bien vous-même,
that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety,
quand les hommes diront paix sur
then eux, sudden destruction cometh upon them.
Alors une ruine soudaine surprendra.
As travail upon a woman with child,
comme les douleurs de l'enfant,
and they shall not escape.
Et ils n'échapperont point.
But ye brethren are not
now,
in darkness.
This is the advice I have, because we are in the morning season. The day is bright.
Le jour est clair.
Nothing is hidden again.
Rien n'est caché.
Read on.
But ye brethren are not in darkness.
Vous n'êtes pas dans les ténèbres.
That day should overtake you as a thief.
Ce jour vous surprend comme un voleur.
Ye are all the children of light.
We are the children of light.
And the children of the day.
We are children of the day. This is the season.
Ça c'est la saison des enfants.
We are not of the night.
We are not of the night.
Nor of darkness.
We are not of darkness.
Hallelujah.
Now, because we are children of the day,
parce que nous sommes les enfants du jour,
then you will understand John 16.
Vous allez comprendre Jean 16.
And verse 25, the statement of the Lord Jesus Christ. There.
John 16, 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs.
In Proverbs.
Ces choses en parabole.
But the time cometh.
And now is that time. Now is that time.
When I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs. But I shall show you plainly of the Father.
Plainly, because there's nothing to hide again.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that you can see, this is the time we have Revelation chapter 22.
C'est maintenant que vous allez voir Apocalypse 22.
And verse 17.
Verset 17.
And the spirit and the bride say,
we are united.
Et l'esprit et l'épouse disent,
come.
Uh-huh. Bien.
And let him that heareth say, come.
Entend et dise, bien.
And let him that is athirst come.
Et que celui qui a soif, bien.
And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely.
Freely.
Gratuitement.
Nothing is stopping this revival.
Amen.
Because he said, hot not the oil.
Hallelujah.
And the wine. Ne touchez pas à
l'huile.
Amen. Wow. I was going to ask you on the characteristics of the morning, but you already answered.
Thank you.
The morning season is the season for perfection.
Perfection.
La saison du matin, c'est pour la perfection.
It's the season for separation.
La saison de la séparation.
It's the season for total openness, complete revelation of the
world.
The
world is completely open.
Amen.
Le monde est totalement ouvert.
That's why you will hear the end time message believers
entendre certains croyants des messages.
Tell you that 1963.
Ils vont vous dire 1963.
That the world was completely
open. Était ouvert.
But they wrongly link it to Revelation 10.
C'est forcément qui vont
the mystery of God should be seen.
The mysteries.
They are the mysteries.
Interpret
that scripture.
Ils ont mal interprété ces passages.
So we are in the season for the rapture.
Dans la saison de l'enlèvement.
And I want you to note
que vous notez
as a way of comfort.
Pour une voie de confort.
That is also a pattern.
Il y a aussi un moyen.
You know, that if I can remember that scripture very well.
Je peux me rappeler de ce passage biblique.
When a woman is pained with labor.
Quand une femme est en travail.
And then,
the same John.
Yes.
Le même Jean.
The same John chapter 16.
Jean chapitre 16.
You know, the woman, you know, it's just a word to comfort.
Verse 21.
John
16:21.
Yes, now we have to read it from verse 19 to get the complete picture.
All right. Now, Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him. And said unto them,
leur dit,
do you inquire among yourselves of that I said?
Vous questionnez les uns les autres sur ce que j'ai dit.
Because he said,
a little while and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while and ye shall see me.
They were confused. They are worried.
Verily, I say unto you,
en vérité, je vous le dis,
that ye shall weep and lament. But the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman when she's
he said verse 20 again.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes,
that ye shall weep and lament.
You can see things are getting more and more difficult in the world.
But the world shall rejoice.
The world shall rejoice. You see them prosperity. But not among the elect now.
And ye shall be sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy.
Do you know why it shall be turned into joy? Because there is another scripture that says, weeping and joy. For the night.
But
joy coming in the morning. Let's continue reading.
Verse 21.
Yes.
A woman, when she's in travail,
had
sorrow.
She has sorrow. Travail.
Because her eyes come.
Joy is about to come. But before the woman puts to bed, is the most painful period of that pregnancy.
But as soon as she is delivered of the child,
as soon as the deliverance takes place,
she remembered no more the anguish. For joy that a man is born into the world.
For the joy that she has now. Let's read on.
And ye now therefore have sorrow.
Now, brethren of Jesus Christ.
But I will see you again.
That is the hope. That is the hope.
And your heart shall rejoice.
Yes.
And your joy no man take it from you.
No man will take it away.
And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
You see, now revelation is now open.
Maintenant, la révélation est ouverte.
That is the joy that we have.
Ça, c'est la joie que nous avons.
As we enter the morning.
Dès que nous entrons le matin.
God's agenda.
Dans l'agenda de
for,
Dieu.
For redemption.
Pour la rédemption.
So, look up.
Maintenez le cap.
Your redemption is near.
La rédemption est proche.
Because the morning has come.
Alléluia. Le matin est venu.
God bless you.
Amen.
Dieu vous bénisse.
Amen. Forward. It may be noon, it may be, but now we know it's not noon.
It's not noon. It's not
morning.
You know it's coming soon, but it must come in the morning.
We have how many seasons?
Four seasons.
We have
evening.
Evening,
midnight,
cockcrane,
morning.
Now again,
une fois de plus,
the normal season,
the natural season,
we have autumn,
spring,
winter,
and
we have summer.
Amen.
And the best of them all is the summer.
The morning.
And that is why Jesus refers as the morning star.
Amen.
The bright and morning star.
And we shall soon
see him coming to take us home. And he will come in the morning.
We give God glory for this great revelation. And we thank him for using our pastor to bless us today. I hope you understand what the Lord has just revealed to us. Do well to visit our archives, to download this message and to share with others on www.brighttv.org. And to all sponsors of Bright TV, we say thank you. Till we meet again,
jusqu'à la prochaine fois,
remain rapturable.
Restez
God bless you.
Rapture. Que Dieu vous bénisse.